Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today we conclude our discussion on being a great boss. And on Monday, we talked about the fact that as a parent, you get very little training for the role, but the day comes where you're responsible for a baby. And most of us grow into that role and ultimately become competent parents. But the quality of your parenting has a strong correlation to the long-term happiness of your child. And if you think about it, if we think about who we have influence on over our lives, after your children, employees rank up there very, very highly. You have the ability to control their happiness because half their waking life is spent at work. So if you know you have that control, why not give them a great experience if it's in your power to do so? So as parents have a responsibility to do everything in their power to ensure the happiness of their child, I would argue that as a boss, you have a similar responsibility for your employees. And that leads me to Tuesday. We talked about the platinum rule, which, you know, the golden rule is all about treating people the way you want to be treated. The platinum rule is to treat people the way they want to be treated. And if all the managers in an organization could get really focused on treating people the way they wanted to get treated, think about the loyalty, think about the productivity that would come as a result of that. Very, very powerful. And now one of the challenges is in ensuring that employees stay appreciative over the long term. And we talked about this on Wednesday. And, you know, treating people well always sounds good, but at some point it becomes the new normal, right? They've come from a bad situation to a good situation, and 6 months, a year and a half goes by, the honeymoon is over. So the suggestion here is that you find a way to give them incremental bumps in recognition and responsibility or in compensation so that on an ongoing basis, every couple of months, there's something there for them to be appreciative of that you're doing as a manager. There's a lot of, you can play around with compensation if you have that ability. You can certainly put them up on a pedestal when something goes well and let other people know. So making them look good in front of their colleagues is a very powerful way to do things. And then yesterday we got into the concept of taking interest in the lives of your employees, right? Knowing that we all have challenges both inside and outside of work. And if you take interest in the lives of the people that work for you and you share things from your own life, they'll start to open up. And now you start to get a sense of who the important people are in their lives, in their personal lives. You start to refer to them by name. You start to ask questions about them as you go. And you genuinely become interested in what they're doing and what they're about. Okay. This goes a long way because now you're in a position where if something's not going so well for them, you can provide the flexibility. And if you can give them flexibility in a time of need, you know, giving them some personal days, letting them work from home, things like that, that can make a big, big difference in ensuring loyalty to the company and to you. So as humans, we thrive when we're in service to other people. And after your children, your employees represent the people who you have the greatest influence upon. Honor them, respect them, and take care of them. And if you do it, it'll not only make you a great boss, the benefits to the organization will be limitless. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, and there they can pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about some ways that you can be a great boss. Review some of the ideas we've talked about and see what you can integrate into what you do every day as a manager.